Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Urgent Earth Liberation Prisoners Bulletin. The Earth Liberation Prisoners Support Network has just learned that former eco-prisoner Randall Mark, who was jailed last year for forest defense activity, has been sentenced to 57 days. His sentence stems from an illegal arrest that took place last April while he was present at a road blockade in West Yellowstone, Montana. The road blockade was part of a Buffalo Field campaign effort to prevent the Montana Department of Livestock from capturing and killing bison from the last wild herd of bison located in Yellowstone National Park. Despite the fact that the court found the arrest lacking on legal grounds, Mark was found guilty of resisting arrest for using passive resistance and giving a 2-month sentence. Please write urgent letters of support to the Missoula County Detention Facility, Randall Mark Inmate, 2340 Mullen Road, Missoula, Montana, 59808. That's Missoula County Detention Facility, Randall Mark Inmate, 2340 Mullen Road, Missoula, Montana, 59808. North Coast Earth First update. This week, four activists were removed from two tree sits in the Matole in a THP called Rattle 9. Two climbers employed by Max and Pacific Lumber who worked on removing the activists before law enforcement arrived. The climbers sawed through goo boxes or plastic lock boxes and removed the sitters, and then Pacific Lumber proceeded to cut down the old-growth Douglas fir trees in which the activists were sitting. The four activists were jailed and served slap suit papers for a new slap suit, this time against tree sitters. Three activists were not able to be removed during this week's raids on the Matole since they were able to climb up near the top of the tree they were in, lock themselves together in a place the climbers did not dare to go. They remained locked down and survived the raids. They have been resupplied and doing well at the last report, besides the fact that Maxam Pacific Lumber was falling trees with people in the area in the direction of those tree sits. This is a blatant violation of the Forest Peace Alliance Agreement and reckless endangerment on the part of Maxam Pacific Lumber. Also this week, a group of activists sat in the road leading to Rattle 9, and twice a Pacific Lumber water truck doused the people with cold water in the pre-dawn hours of the morning, leaving them wet, cold, and shivering for hours. This is similar to the cold water torture used in the Matole last year in a failed attempt to get lockdowners to unlock. Some activists are still sick from the hours they spent wet and shivering in the late October cold morning hours. The freshwater tree sits continue to hold strong and are still growing in size and participation. The Aradia tree sit village is also doing well as the campaign to save Aradia continues. Maxam Pacific Lumber's holdings on Gypsy Mountain could easily be added to Grizzly State Park, or we could work together to come up with a truly sustainable timber harvest plan with a conservation easement around Aradia. The Pacific Lumber land manager, Richard Bettis, has expressed some interest or potential willingness to work out something with Aradia, so he's the person to talk to if you call Pacific Lumber. The action camp is still going for the Matole, as well as 12 tree sits in the freshwater in the Aradia tree village on Gypsy Mountain. Old school shameless plea for money, with three times as many tree sits as ever before in Humboldt County, plus an action camp for the Matole, were in need of help. If you can help, please send donations to North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. That's North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. If you'd like to give them a call, please do so. Their number is 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. And we thank North Coast Earth First for that update. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the